Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you. Let us pray that the Heavenly Father will teach us by His Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can learn from you. You show us the truth, and the truth shall set us free. We give this time to you. We submit to you, surrender to you, Lord. And Lord, we believe that by your grace, we will be able to practice what we learn, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are in the teaching series called Learning about the last things, or the doctrines of the last things, or we call eschatology. I have taught many lessons already. Please listen to the previous teachings and follow the teachings until the end. In this time, I would like to talk about hell again. Hell is a place of final punishment of the wicked or the unredeemed, or all who die in their sins and unregenerate state. Hell is an actual place, as surely as heaven is. The scriptures speak of three divisions of the underworld, and each find their division swallowed up in Gehenna, or the final eternal lake of fire, or the final hell. In the previous session, we learned about these three parts, the three kinds of hell before the final hell. Number one, Sheol or Hades. Sheol or Hades is recognized as being the place of departed spirits, the place of the dead, the dwelling place of the dead or the unseen state. Sheol is the Hebrew word, which is translated as hell, grave, and pit. The Greek word is Hades, which is translated as hell and grave. Hades is a place for the spirits of the departed dead or human being. And all these spirits are eventually cast into the lake of fire or the final hell. That is the first kind of hell that the Bible talks about. Number two, Tartarus. This Greek word is used once in the New Testament in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. It is translated as hell as well. When we read 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 and Jude, verse 4, we consider Tartarus as a prison or jail, specifically for sinning angelic spirit beings. It is a place of darkness where these fallen angels are held until the time when angels are to be judged at the great white throne. So that is the jail of the fallen angels. Sheol or Hades are the place that keeps all the spirits of the unredeemed. How about abyss, the third word? Abyss is translated as the bottomless pit. This Greek word for the bottomless pit is abuzov, which means bottomless pit, deep, bottomless, the immeasurable depth, a very deep gulf or chasm in the lowest part of the earth. It is used as the common receptacle of the dead and especially as the abode of demons. The word abyss is also used in Luke chapter 8, verse 31 and Romans chapter 10, verse 7 as the word deep, D-E-E-P. Luke chapter 8, verse 31 say, "And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep." Abyss, deep. Romans chapter 10, verse 7, "Oh, who shall descend into the deep abyss that is to bring up Christ against the dead. The underworld or the spirit world is a prison or jail for different created beings who have sold themselves out to sin or to evil. Just as men place accused criminals or offenders in different cells according to their crimes, each awaiting their sentence and final judgment of their case. So God has various jails in which He locks up prisoners until the great white throne judgment, when all will be tried and sentenced eternally to the final hell, which is called Gehenna. In this teaching, I would like to talk about the final hell, or Gehenna, G-E-H-E-N-N-A, Gehenna. The final or eternal hell in the Greek word is Gehenna, which means the Valley of Hinnom, the Valley of Hinnom, H-I-N-N-O-M. This word, Gehenna, is translated into hell 12 times in the following scriptures, Matthew 5, 22, 29, 30, Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, Matthew 18, 9, Matthew 23, 15, and verse 33, Mark chapter 9, verse 43, 45, 47, and Luke chapter 12, verse 5, and James chapter 3, verse 6. Let me read all the scripture to show you the word hell or the eternal lake of fire, Gehenna. Matthew 5, 22. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Gehenna, hell fire, Gehenna. Matthew 5, 29 to 30, if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. Hell, Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into Gehenna, hell. Matthew 10, 28, and do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear Him, God. The Bible encourages to have the fear of God. Don't sin against God, who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell, Gehenna. Matthew 18, 9. And if your eyes causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. Gehenna. Matthew 23, 15 and 33. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte. And when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourself. Serpents, brood of viper, verse 33. How can you escape the condemnation of hell? Gehenna. Mark chapter 9, 43, 45, and 47. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed rather than having two hands to go to hell, Gehenna, into the fire that shall never be quenched. Verse 45, and if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame rather than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire, and shall never be quenched. Wow, the Bible talks a lot about the fear of God. Don't sin against God. Take the subject of sin seriously, that we should not sin against God. Therefore, I don't believe in the teachings in the body of Christ that say, by the grace of God, you can sin. It's okay to sin against God. I don't believe that. We don't live in condemnation, but we should allow the Word of God to change us and to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, to be sanctified and cleansed by the Holy Spirit so that we will not sin against God. Verse 47, and if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. Ke'ena. Luke chapter 12, verse 5. The Lord Jesus talked about hell a lot here. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after he has killed has power to cast into hell. Ke'ena. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Let us fear God. Let us really obey God and don't sin against God. Let us repent quickly. James chapter 3, verse 6, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defies the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. Gehenna. Gehenna is called the lake of fire 5 times in the book of Revelation. Let me read the book of Revelation, that the word Gehenna was translated as the lake of fire. Revelation 19:20. Then the beast was captured, and him, the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshiped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. The lake of fire. Gehenna. Revelation 20, 10, 14, and 15. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then death and Hades, which mean the spirits of unregenerated people or unborn again people, and also demons, were cast into the lake of fire, Gehenna. This is a second death, and anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire, Gehenna. Revelation 21:8. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is a second death. If you notice, the Lord Jesus himself spoke more of this final hell than all other Bible writers. It is the final state of the wicked, Satan, fallen angels, and evil spirit. And God prepared it for the devil and the fallen angels. The Greek word Gehenna is found upon the Hebrew word Tophet, T-O-P-H-E-T, or T-O-P-H-E-T-H, Tophet, or Tophet, which is the concept of hell. Tophet, or Gehenna, shadow forth all that hell will be to the wicked. It show us how hell look like. I will never see hell because I'm a born-again Christian. I'm a real disciple of Jesus Christ. I'm a man who repent of my sin and really treat Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I will never see hell, but I can read about hell in the Bible, how hell look like from the scripture. When Israel fell into idolatry and began to worship Baal, the false god, they used a certain part of the valley on the south side of Jerusalem to burn their children alive as a sacrifice and to burn the refuse or the junk of the city with fire and brimstone. This part of the valley was called Tophet, or Valley of the Dead Bodies. Here, wicked kings make their children pass through the fire unto the gods of Baal, or the god named Molech, the sun and fire gods. Leviticus chapter 18, 21. And you shall not let any of your descendants pass through the fire to Molech, nor shall you profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. Molech was the god of the Ammonites and the Phoenicians, to whom some Israelites sacrificed their infants in the valley of Hinnom. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10. The picture that you see is a picture of the god called Molech. Deuteronomy 18, 10. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son and his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer. So God warned the children of Israel not to worship Molech, an idol, and kill their children as a sacrifice to this false god. Ezekiel chapter 23, 27 and 39. Thus I will make you cease your lewdness and your harlotry, brought from the land of Egypt, so that you will not lift your eyes to them. So don't worship idols or false god, nor remember Egypt anymore. Verse 39, for after they had slain their children for their idols, wow, they killed their children as a sacrifice to their idols, on the same day they came into my sanctuary to profane it, and indeed, thus they have done in the midst of my house. The Bible talks about these wicked, backsliding believers in that generation killed their children as a sacrifice to the false god. 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 3 to 4, talking about a king named Ahaz. He, Ahaz, burned incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and burn his children in the fire, according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord has cast out before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burned incense on the high places, on the hills, and under every green tree. Hinnom means lamentation. Hinnom was a valley, deep and narrow ravine, with steep rocky sides, located southwest of Jerusalem. You can see the picture there, the valley of Hinnom, separating Mount Zion to the north from the hill of evil counsel and the sloping rocky plateau of the plain of Raphaim to the south. So I show you the picture of that valley, the valley of Hinnom. Let's look at the scripture here. 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verse 6. Also he, Manasseh, caused his son to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Again, the valley of the son of Hinnom, also called Tophet, which is a shadow or the picture of hell, the eternal lake of fire. Gehenna, Tophet, the valley of the son of Hinnom. He practiced soothsaying, used witchcraft and sorcery, and consulted mediums and spiritists. He did much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 31. And they, the people of Judah, have built the high places of Tophet. Tophet is what? Which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I did not command, nor did it come into my heart. According to all the scripture, we can see here that Tophet or Gehenna is a place of fire, was a place in the southeast end of the valley of the son of Hinnom, south of Jerusalem. They sacrifice children on the metal hand of this idol. These thousands of children were placed upon the red hot metal hands of the great idol, and they were being roasted alive. Their agonizing screams were drowned by cymbals and the shouts of frenzy worshippers. They also beat drums to drown out the cries of the children. Tophet was called many names. such as the Valley of Hinnom, Joshua 15:8, and the border went up by the Valley of the Son of Hinnom to the southern slope of Jebusite city, which is Jerusalem. The border went up to the top of the mountain that lies before the Valley of Hinnom, westward, which is at the end of the Valley of Rephaim, northward. Nehemiah chapter 11, verse 30 also talk about this valley. Sonoa, Adullam, and their villages in Lachish, and its fields in Azekah, and its villages that dwell from Beersheba to the Valley of Hinnom, Trophet, the picture of hellfire, the fire there. Joshua 18:16, then the border came down to the end of the mountain that lies before the Valley of the Son of Hinnom, which is in the Valley of the Rephaim, on the north descending to the Valley of Hinnom, to the site of Jebusite city on the south, and descended to En-Rogel. 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 10, talk about the Valley of the Children of Hinnom. And he defied Tophet, which is in the Valley of the Son of Hinnom, that no man might make his son or his daughter pass through the fire to Molech, that false god, that idol that you saw the picture a while ago. 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 10, he desecrated Tophet, which was in the Valley of Ben Hinnom. Ben means son, the son of Hinnom. So no one could use it to sacrifice his son or daughter in the fire to Molech. This is NIV. Look at another one. 2 Kings 23:10 again. And he defied Tophet, which is in the Valley of the Children of Hinnom. This translation used the word the Valley of the Children of Hinnom, that no man might make his son and his daughter to pass through the fire to Molech. This is King James Version. The Valley of Hinnom, the Valley of the Son of Hinnom. 2 Chronicles 28:3. He burned incense in the Valley of the Son of Hinnom and burned his children in the fire according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord has cast out before the children of Israel. Jeremiah 32:35. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the Valley of the Son of Hinnom. So they worship Molech and they worship Baal, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire to Molech, which I did not command them, nor did it come into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. Jeremiah 31 verse 40, and the whole valley of the dead bodies. The Bible called this valley of Hinnom a Trophet, the valley of the dead bodies, and of the ashes, and of the fields as far as the brook Kidron, to the corner of the horse gate toward the east, shall be holy to the Lord. It shall not be plucked up or thrown down anymore forever. The Valley of Hinnom became the place of all the refuse of the city of Jerusalem. They burned all the garbage and the junk. So you can see the fire there, burning, burning. The godly king Josiah defied this place so that the abomination would not be carried on. And from this time on, it became a place of the filthy and refuse of the city. You can see the picture of the fire in that valley right now. They burned the refuse and they burned the filthy thing in the valley there, close to the city. So it's a place of fire. It's a place of burning. It's a place where the Old Testament king worshiped idols by burning their children. Fires were kept continually burning here to consume the filth and the impurity of the place. This fire was kindled by brimstone. Brimstone is a terrible substance in its action on human flesh, and it becomes torturous when thrown in with fire. So when a body get burned by fire and brimstone is very painful, torturing. Worms fed on the garbage out of reach of the fires. And vultures gloated over the scene continually. From this valley, there arose a stench and horrid smoke continually. 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 10. And he, Josiah, defied Tophet. He get rid of this action in the valley of Hinnom, or the son of Hinnom, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, that no man might make his son and his daughter pass through the fire to Molech. Josiah is a good king who stopped this idol worships and killing of the children in that valley. Isaiah 30, verse 33, for Tophet was established of old. Yes, for the king it is prepared. He has made it deep and large. Its pyre is fire with much wood. The breath of the Lord like a stream of brimstone kindles it. In conclusion, Gehenna of the New Testament is equivalent to the Tophet of the Old Testament. The Lord Jesus uses the two major features of this horrible place as a fitting symbol of the final hell, or the eternal lake of fire, or the lake of fire, the fire hell. Hell is a place where the wicked are cast, and the smoke of their torment ascends up from ever and ever. The eternal Gehenna is outside the heavenly city of Jerusalem. That valley of Hinnom was outside the city of Jerusalem. The city of Jerusalem is symbolic of the heavenly city of God. God is going to set up a new city in the new kingdom after the 1,000 years. And Jesus come back again. The holy city of God, he's going to establish. And Gehenna is outside the city of God. If the symbols of hell are so terrible here at Tophet or the valley of Hinnom, then the reality may be far more terrible. Does the Lord Jesus, the one of infinite, endless and limitless love and compassion, spoke of the eternal lake of fire, Gehenna, because he is the one who came to save mankind from this terrible place. Thank God, Jesus came into the world 2,000 years ago. He took our sin on his body. He took our sickness and curse on his body. And he offered to us eternal life, superabundant life, divine health, prosperity, peace, joy, great things of God. We just have to come to him by faith, receive his gift of redemption, repent of our sin, and start to walk with him by faith and in obedience. I'm so glad that many American missionaries told me about the Bible and about Jesus Christ in around 1980 and 81. And I gave my life to Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful that after this life on earth, I will not be in hell. The eternal lake of fire, the Gehenna, the Tophet, the terrible place with brimstone, suffering, the stench or the bad smell with worm and with evil spirit in there, with fallen angels and Satan in there. I will not be there. I will be in the paradise, in the third heaven for eternity. I would like to invite you to join me to become a child of God. You believe in Jesus, you repent of your sin, and you receive his forgiveness. And your name will be recorded in the book of life of the Lamb. I believe you don't want to go to hell. Hell is a terrible place. And many people died and went down to see hell and came back and became ministers or preachers. So many people went up to heaven after they died and they came back and describe about heaven. Heaven and hell are real. Why don't you pray with me to accept Jesus Christ? Father in heaven, I am sorry, Lord. I have sinned against you. Please forgive me, Lord, of my sin. Please show your mercy and compassion to me. I believe and declare Jesus is the Son of God. He is my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my life right now. You were raised from the dead on the third day. I give my life to you. I will serve you, obey you, follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations. Father, I pray that you will give the fear of God into the heart of my brothers and sisters, that they will hate sin and love righteousness, and they will all serve the Lord. They will, Lord, walk with you in obedience and by faith and in love all the days of their life, and I will see them in heaven one day, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you use me and my brothers and sisters by the anointing of the Holy Spirit to save many souls, to make disciples and build your church all over the world, Lord. Lord, we want to live our life for the kingdom of heaven, and we want to help many souls to be saved by the grace and the power of God from hell, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for spending time with me in this teaching. Please like this teaching and subscribe to our channel. God bless you. And I believe I will see you in other teaching in this series and many teachings in other series as well. Thank you so much. Pastor Dan, I loved you and the Lord loved you so much. That's why we produce this spiritual food to feed you. Thank you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.